This is episode 189 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, how you doing? What's going on, guys? I got another Q&A episode for you here. It's crazy to think that we're coming up on about 200 episodes of the Flip Empire Show. You know, when I launched this back in June of 2016, I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't know how it was going to help shape, my life and my business. And it's just opened up so many doors and opportunities, and primarily given me an opportunity to connect with people that I don't know I would have had the chance to connect with. And so for that, I thank you, because without you, the show doesn't exist. And you guys just continue to give me the fuel and the energy to hop on here twice a week and to plan the show and to think about it. And I definitely want to be even more intentional than I've been in the past about the type of content I'm putting out there and how I can just better serve you, how I can impact you in the best way I know how. And so please, guys, I really want to encourage you, keep giving me that feedback, whether it's positive, negative, or indifferent, whether it's through Facebook, shooting me an email at alex@flipempire.com, or even ideally posting a review in iTunes, which really, really helps. And guys, I want to, before I talk about, I read a blog post that was awesome that I wanted to share with you, and I had some thoughts of my own. So definitely stick around because I think you're going to want to hear this. But before that, I want to kind of reference a few things back from show 183. So if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to it, go to flipempire.com/episode183. And it's an episode I did where I was talking about tithing and paying yourself first. And I didn't know what kind of reception that show was going to get, because I talked about, you know, personal beliefs and values and the impact that tithing has had on my life. And I've gotten people that have been reaching out to me through Facebook, through email, and that they've really taken a liking to, you know, I guess we have similar beliefs and our core values are aligned. And so I just want to give a shout out to a few people. You know, Dimitri Hudson, dude is a beast. Definitely check him out on Facebook. Thanks for commenting on my on Facebook about the show. Really appreciate you, brother. And there's a few other guys, and one of them actually sent me an email, Toby Rosario. And so he had a question as it relates to tithing. And so I'd like to kind of tackle that question first. I mean, this is a Q&A show, and I realize, you know, sometimes I don't necessarily answer a question, and I kind of I do a shorter, more compact deep dive on a particular area or subject matter. So I wanted to tackle this particular episode with Toby's question. So in a nutshell, I just want to kind of recap, you know, his email. He reached out to me saying, hey, look, listen to episode 183 regarding tithing. It was perfect timing for me. And then he told me a little bit about his story, how he read the book, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. By the way, before I continue on with this email, I realized listening back to that show that I was saying the wrong title of the book. It's not The Four Spiritual Laws of Success. It's actually, the name of the book is The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity by Edwin Gaines. Edwin Gaines. So fantastic book. Go pick it up. We'll have a link in the show notes. So my apologies. The name of the book is The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. Definitely, definitely check it out. That book really, really opened my eyes. And ever since 2013, I believe it is, I've been tithing just religiously, no pun intended. So anyway, back to Toby's email. You know, Toby was kind of, he was experiencing a dilemma that I was experiencing, and I've kind of gone through, I've gone through different variations of tithing. And what I mean by that is that initially I started tithing on gross income, right? And then I started talking to people and I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't be tithing on gross. Maybe I should be tithing on net. And so Toby is kind of in a similar spot where, you know, he's basically asking me, he's like, you know, my challenge is I haven't, you know, I'm not sure if I should be tithing to church. I'm not sure if I should be tithing to charity. I'm not really sure what resonates with me. And so where should this money be going? you know? And Toby, man, again, I appreciate you being, you know, transparent, vulnerable, and shooting that email over to me. And I wanted to highlight it here because, believe it or not, I think a lot of people kind of experience this mental warfare with where should this money go? And I cannot, unfortunately, I can't give you just a black and white answer because, and I referenced this on show 183, you got to do what's right for you. And what I would encourage you to do, what I did is I talked to mentors, I talked to spiritual mentors. I prayed a lot about it. And I don't always send my tithe to the same place. I don't always send it to the church. It's the four spiritual laws of prosperity talks about where you get your spiritual food from. And so I'm not here the guy to tell you, hey, you definitely need to send it to the church, or hey, you need to send it to charity. I would really encourage you to just, you know, seek out spiritual mentors, have conversations with them about it, realize that these people are human. And so they have an opinion one way or the other. But ultimately, I think that's a conversation you have to have with God, you know, and I think through prayer, he's going to kind of reveal that answer for you. So, I don't know what else to tell you there, but other than, you know, I sympathize with you because I've been in your shoes, and there's been times where I've had money just earmarked for tithing and it just sits in my account because I don't figure out where I want to send it. And that's not what you want to do. You know, when God blesses you with money or with anything, you want to send that back out, and you want to help, whether it's a church, whether it's a person, just listen to your intuition. You know, I had a coaching call with a friend, and, you know, he was telling me, I was telling him something that, you know, I had on my vision video that wasn't really resonating with me. And also, let me just kind of put this out there. So I created another coach of mine. You know, he challenged me. He's like, "Hey, Alex, create like a 3 to 5, 3 to 6 minute vision video. So take your vision and create an actual video out of it." And so I did this back in December, and it's got background music of like Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Eric Thomas, Ray Lewis, like all these motivational guys speaking in the background as these images of my family and different experiences, you know, different charities I'm helping, different things I want in my life, right? And so one of the things on there, my wife and I, whenever we ride bike, there's an area in Miami called Key Biscayne. And sometimes we just go riding bike. We haven't done this in a while, but we used to do it a lot. We used to ride bike in this one particular, neighborhood in Key Biscayne, which if you guys are not from South Florida, Key Biscayne is basically like an island that's connected to Miami. It's like on the ocean. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And, so my wife and I were riding bike in this neighborhood, and we would always, ride bike by this one particular, like, mansion in the corner, right in the corner. And it was just like, it's like one of those jaw dropping pieces of real estate. It's like a trophy property kind of thing. And we would just stop and just look at it for like 5 minutes, like in real estate heaven. And we'd look at each other and just dream. And we love this house. It's unbelievable. And so I looked at, when I was creating this vision video, I looked up that property, and it's on the market right now for $29,999,000, a $30 million house. And when I saw that, I'm like, do I believe I could have that one day? Yes. Do I need that? Or do I really want everything that comes with a $30 million property? The answer is no, you know? So it's like, I was kind of having this like struggle, like, should this be in my vision video? Like, is it something to strive for? And would I like to have that? Yeah, who wouldn't, right? But like, when you start to think about everything that comes with like a $30 million property, like, do you really want that? Is that necessary? Could I easily rent that property for a month in the future? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, do I need to own something like that? And so I was having this kind of like, you know, internal struggle with it, right? And so I talked to this particular guy about it, great guy. And he was telling me, he's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting that in your vision video. Like, but think about how God might want you to use a piece of real estate like that. Right? So could you use that property to help or impact other people? Could you have retreats there? Could you, you know, what could you do with something like that? And it really just kind of got me thinking to, more about like listening to your gut and to your intuition. And I believe sometimes that's like God tapping you on the shoulder saying, you know, hey, you know, you need to listen here. and you need to kind of explore this a little more. And so kind of circling back to Toby's email, Toby, man, I'm not the guy to tell you, you know, you should do this with the money or you should do that. But I would just ask you to pray about it, you know, and but don't let it just sit there. Like, do something with it that's going to help and benefit. So whether it's the church or whether it's a spiritual mentor or somebody that's in need, really think about it. And you know, my opinion anyway, again, this isn't meant to be like a religious sermon or anything. It's a podcast. But my belief is that God's not up there sitting down, looking down at you, judging you, you know. So do what you think is right with that money and just continue to explore it. I've gone through several variations of what I've done with the money. It's gone to different places, and to this day I don't necessarily always send it to the same person. I'm praying about it, I'm thinking about it, but what I'm not doing is just letting it sit in my account until I figure that out. And I think that's a mistake I've made in the past, personally, my belief. So anyways, guys, what I'm going to do is what I had reserved to talk about today, I don't want the show to go on too long for this Q&A episode. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut this off here. And not to tease you with it or anything, but I'm going to reserve this for the next Q&A episode. And I think you're really, really going to like it. When I read this blog post, it really just opened my eyes up to certain things and gave me the validation that I was on the right path with this line of thinking. So guys, again, if you're reach out to me, whether it's through iTunes, Facebook, or email, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts. And hopefully this is resonating with you in some shape or form here. So I'll catch you guys in the next show. Really, really appreciate you. Talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.